One of the opening sessions at this year's National Association of Farm Broadcasters annual meeting was a policy session that had four insiders inside the Washington Beltway taking a pretty close look at what was going to be going on in Washington the balance of this year and into the new year, 2011 and beyond. And, of course, this is all in perspective of the midterm elections just a week ago, the reality that the Republicans would be stepping in and taking over the House of Representatives. And that, includes Oklahoma Congressman Frank Lucas taking on the chairmanship of the House Agriculture Committee. According to Mary Kay Thatcher, lobbyist for the American Farm Bureau, the thing that is top of mind for her organization, and she thinks for just virtually everybody in Washington right now, is the monetary situation, the budget situation in our nation's capital, and the reality that the midterm elections giving the message, we've got to cut spending at the federal government level.
Money is going to be the big issue no matter what the issue is in the next couple of years. Certainly the election got a lot of our folks thinking about the deficit. A lot of the members, I think, that were elected ran on what are we doing about this budget deficit. And again, I'll be very surprised if we don't have a budget reconciliation bill where they come to every committee in Congress next year and say cut 5% or 7% or 10% or whatever the right number is. So it's going to be very difficult. And while I think Farm Bureau members in general feel pretty strongly about the budget deficit being out of control, they also, I think, are having somewhat of a disconnect on that with Farm Bill thoughts. It seems to me that at the 20,000-foot level, at least, I can go to almost any farmer in the country producing almost any commodity, fruits, vegetables, livestock, corn, soybeans, et cetera, and say, what do you think of this Farm Bill? And everybody would probably have one or two little tweaks, but nobody wants to do a massive change. And indeed, if they could put the 2008 Farm Bill on a Xerox machine and carbon copy it, I think they'd take that deal tomorrow. But helping those folks to understand that indeed that can't be done because of issues like the money's already been spent, $6 billion lost on the standard reinsurance agreement, because of the fact that we have 30-some programs that don't have funding, including disaster assistance being the big one, because we still have the appropriators chimping at us, et cetera, because of budget reconciliation, that just isn't going to be possible. It's really, I think, a struggle in the country for folks to figure out who the, quote, losers are when we think about that. Is it conservation programs? Is it the disaster bill? Is it direct payments? Is it, you know, an equal hit across the board? So that's the frustration that I hear many, many of our folks talking about at state meetings.
Almost as if it was designed to make Mary Kay Thatcher's point, later in the day we get word that the White House Commission on Deficit Reduction made a preliminary report on Wednesday calling for a substantial cut in a lot of different government programs, big cuts in defense spending. That's, of course, one of the poster child areas that they always like to try to cut when they start talking about these areas, slowing down Social Security benefits somewhat by raising the retirement age, possibly reforming some of the tax rates, and as well as maybe ending mortgage tax deductions for larger mortgages. All of these things on the table, and on the table also the issue of farm subsidies, some of the mandatory savings that agriculture might be asked to contribute, reducing farm subsidies by $3 billion per year by reducing direct payments and other subsidies. Conservation Security Program funding should possibly be cut, according to the commission, and funding for the Market Access Program. That's the program that matches checkoff dollars in a lot of cases and other promotional dollars from the agricultural industry to go into the overseas markets to promote farm products from the United States overseas. All these spending cuts being proposed right now by this commission. This is a preliminary report. Their final report will be coming up in just a few more weeks. And most folks in Congress, as well as the White House, saying they will not make any comments until they see the final report. Interesting, most certainly, though, that this came in at this particular time, and it just reinforces all the talk from the Tea Party movement, from the November elections and more, that money going to be a big issue, and cutting the federal budget will be top of mind in 2011 in the U.S. Congress. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.